Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 20th. The Saugeen Memorial Hospital Foundation has kicked off its public launch of a $3 million CT scanner fundraising campaign. The scanner campaign's slogan is Bring Tom to Town, because a CT scanner's proper name is a computed tomography scanner. $3 million would cover the cost of purchasing the CT scanner, its software, and minor renovations to accommodate it. A renovation to the ER and lab at the Southampton Hospital created space to house the future CT suite and a waiting room. Currently, Grey Bruce Health Services' only CT scanner is at the Owen Sound Hospital. It runs 5 days a week, 10 hours a day for scheduled visits, and is available 24/7 for urgent cases. The Hospital Foundation says CT scans are becoming the diagnostic tool of choice for many physicians, and the addition of such a scanner in Saugeen Shores would allow Grey Bruce Health Services to better manage the increasing volume of CT patients. The campaign launch was held at the Nuclear Innovation Institute in Port Elgin today. To learn more or to donate to the CT fundraising campaign, visit bringtomtotown.com or call the foundation office at 226-930-1114. The Meaford Hospital Foundation has been given a $1 million donation, the largest single gift it's ever received. Foundation CEO Rob Peacock says in a statement the contribution from the Lewitt family will be used for a new cataract surgery suite, new X-ray machines, and cardiac monitors in the emergency department. The new cataract surgery suite at the Meaford Hospital is set to include a state-of-the-art microscope with software that will enable physicians to replace the lens with one that corrects nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. It will also allow patients to have their cataract removed and then go without glasses following the procedure. The surgery suite is scheduled to open in 2022. Grey Bruce OPP laid a number of stunt driving and impaired driving charges last week. Last Thursday, they say they stopped a pickup for doing 120 kilometers in a 60 zone, and they charged a 24-year-old Grey Highlands man with racing. The same day in South Bruce Peninsula on Bruce Road 13, OPP arrested a 54-year-old local man with driving while impaired by drugs. On Friday, OPP stopped a driver on Highway 26 in Meaford and charged a 32-year-old Blue Mountains resident with driving while impaired and driving with an open container of liquor. On Saturday, OPP charged a 26-year-old Southgate man with impaired driving after they say they saw him driving in the oncoming traffic lane on Highway 21. The All-Party Board of Internal Economy has decided only fully vaccinated individuals will be allowed to enter the House of Commons when Parliament resumes November 22nd. That includes MPs, their staff, political research office employees, administration employees, journalists, parliamentary business visitors, contractors, and consultants. Canada's Consumer Price Index was up 4.4% in September over the same time last year. That's up from 4.1% in August. Statistics Canada says it's increasing at the fastest pace since 2003. Prices have climbed higher for transportation, food, and housing. Food prices were up nearly 4% year over year. Notably, StatsCan says prices for bacon were up 20%, the largest year-over-year gain since 2015. They say temporary closures of production facilities partially contributed to the higher prices. Newfoundland and Labrador will be introducing the country's first tax on sugary drinks. Finance Minister Siobhan Cody told reporters the tax will hike prices on drinks with added sugars by 20 cents a liter. That tax is expected to be introduced in Newfoundland and Labrador in September of next year and bring in roughly $9 million annually. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 101 points. The Dow Jones is up 152 points. Our dollar is trading at 81.15 U.S. cents, up 28 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is up 91 cents to $83.87 a barrel. In sports, it's the home and NBA season opener for the Toronto Raptors tonight. They host the Washington Wizards. Game time is 7:30. In Major League Ball, in the American League Championship Series this afternoon, the Boston Red Sox host the Houston Astros. The best of seven is tied 2-2. In the National League Championship Series, Atlanta and the LA Dodgers play at 8:08. The Braves lead the best of seven 2-1. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins visit the Philadelphia Flyers and the Vegas Golden Knights host the St. Louis Blues. Friday, the Toronto Maple Leafs host San Jose. In Major League Soccer, 12 games tonight, including Toronto FC at Inter Miami. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.